Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning is Buffalo Downtown Association Director John Cordonnier. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brady. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. The sun's shining. It's going to be a beautiful day. And, you know, this time of year, we love our beautiful days because, you know, sometimes we have rain. I think they just got snow up on the mountain a few days ago. And so it's nice to see 70 degrees in sunshine and calm winds.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you never know this time of year. Are we going to have spring, summer, fall, winter? What's
right.
It going to be,
right?
Right?
Yeah. And this afternoon might be different than this morning.
Absolutely.
We've got a few things we're going to talk about. You know, one of the things that the BDA does is spruces up our downtown. Obviously, you know, you see on the streetlights and things down there, you got the flower pots and stuff all summer long around Christmas time, the decorations, that sort of thing. And coming up this weekend, you guys have a spring clean on Main. What can you tell us about this?
Exactly. Well, you know, during the winter, of course, with all the snow and everything, and you got sand on the street, and that gets up on the sidewalks. There's just that winter, I don't know, sludge,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, that is there. That what we've done is organized spring clean on May. We're going to be downtown, group of volunteers. Anybody that wants to volunteer, everybody is obviously welcome. We need bodies to do anything like this. So we're going to do that 1 to 5. Meet in Crazy Woman Square at 1 p.m. So we'll have a quick organizational meeting with specific jobs. We've gone downtown and found specific things that we need to do, from planting flowers and some planters to just sweeping to removing some leaves behind, I mean, just all kinds of things on Main, to power washing, just to spruce everything up and clean it up to get ready for the summer season. We're also going to be hanging the flower pots where the banners are on those light poles. So we're going to be doing that as well. So as many volunteers as we can get would be fantastic, because we'll make it fun. We'll have a lot of fun with it and enjoy the afternoon as well.
And one of the things you mentioned is you're going to be hanging those flower pots, and those are just one of the little things that sometimes go unnoticed that you guys do each year, but they're noticed by the people that travel up and down Main Street because it just helps spruce it up and make it a little bit more kind of friendly, a little more cozy.
Yeah, and this year's a little special because this year all of the flower pots were painted by the art club from Cloud Creek Elementary, or Cloud Peak Elementary, I'm sorry, 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. And then Clear Creek Middle School, their art class. So those two groups of kids painted all of those pots. So we're going to be hanging, like I said, we're going to be hanging those up. But we're going to do something to celebrate them as well, because there's a lot of talent in this town.
Sure.
And our kids have a lot of talent, too. So we're actually going to be putting numbers on the bottom of every one of those pots, up and down Main Street, and there's four on Lobin as well, because Lobin's part of the downtown district. And what we're gonna ask is that the community, as you're downtown, just take notice of all those flower pots and what the beautiful job that those kids have done on those. And look at the number, figure out the one that you like that is the best, that you think is the best anyway. And of course, you know, grandmas and parents and grandpas and those, they're going to have their opinion. And, you know, so
it might be a little biased.
Yeah,
but
so I'm sure that there's some smart kids out there that were involved in this. They can get as many votes as they can. Say, hey, you know, vote on mine. My number is this. But you can vote on those at, we've got businesses that some voting stations are going to be at. Gigi's is one of them. Then the Sports Lure, the Occidental, Prasinski's Custom Framing, and the Office. So those businesses are going to have voting stations. So you can go in, put your vote on this number 5 is the one that I think is the best. You can also do that online. We'll have an online voting. And that is going to be at bit.ly/flower-vote. So, and we'll have that up in different places. We'll
maybe have a link to it somewhere.
Yep.
Otherwise, you have to say, all right, everybody, grab a pen.
yeah, grab a pen, write that down. But we'll have that information out there as well. So everybody can vote on those. And then on June 2nd, we're going to have another event at Crazy Woman Square where we're going to do two things. We're going to celebrate the kids, again, the winners. We'll have three winners, top three. And then we're going to auction those flower pots off. So people within the community can give back. The part of the proceeds of that will go to the Arts Club for the auction, as well as there's going to be a lemonade stand this Saturday during the cleanup that the elementary kids are going to have. I mean, you know, how many times have you been in a neighborhood? I remember I had a lemonade stand when I was a little kid.
How much does lemonade go for these days? When I was a kid, it was still like a quarter. Maybe you could squeeze 50 cents. What is it, a buck a glass now? What do you think?
I think, Brady, it's like a buck 50.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've stopped at a lemonade stand even, so I don't know what the going rate for a glass of lemonade is. Obviously, you'll pay a little more when the kids are sitting at the table.
Well, of course. Because they're cute and you want to provide money to the Arts Club, and all the money for the lemonade stand goes to the Arts Club.
Right. Now, when I was a kid, what I would do, I had a little brother and a little cousin that were about 4 years younger than me, so we'd have them stand out in the row with the signs, but they'd hold them like upside down or lemonade would be spelled wrong. You know, something to make it a little more cute for the people, and then they're more likely to stop.
Yeah.
So just for the kids out there, if you want to misspell lemonade or write it upside down, that might help.
Absolutely. So we'll have that going on. So again, that's on Saturday with the cleanup, the lemonade stand, and all those proceeds go to the Arts Club. And again, that voting, make sure that you get downtown, check out all of those flower pots, vote in those businesses. Again, the Gigi's, the Sports Lure, the Occidental, Prosinski's Custom Framing, and the Office. Make sure that you go in and vote, and then we'll put something up for the online voting as well. And then June 2nd, the auction, and that, again, those part of the proceeds goes to the Arts Club and to pay for the flowers that we have to then put up to replace the pots that were auctioned off.
Sure.
So all kinds of good things happening here in the next 3 weeks.
I love the idea that the kids painted these flower pots. They're going to be on display. It's great for the kids. It's you know, great for their families, that sort of thing. Hey, my kid painted that. You know, that's awesome. Whose idea was it? Where did this come from? Was it the Downtown Association? Was it the art classes?
It was actually the Downtown Association. Okay. last year. After or during the flowers, of course, I wasn't here. So, but the board got together and decided that getting the kids involved in this and doing something special with them in the Arts Club was something that the Buffalo Downtown Association wanted to do. Because we really want to get in a lot of things that we do is get the community involved as much as possible. Because, you know, if you're involved in creating something, then you have some ownership in that. And the more that the community is involved in the things that we do downtown, because you know, I've talked about here, you know, when we have a healthy downtown, we have a healthy community. But we need the community to be able to be involved in that to make all those things happen. So it's much more than just our organization and the board members of the organization. It's the whole entire community as we get them involved and do those things. And volunteers are important. Volunteers are always important to a nonprofit, which the BDA is. And, you know, we're going to do some really cool things at the end of the season for our volunteers as well. So if you want to get involved in that and have some fun at the end of the season when everybody's like, oh, all right, summer's over, then come and volunteer with the BDA because we'll have some fun with it.
Absolutely. And again, I think it's a great idea. And you're mentioning volunteers. For those people that would like to volunteer on Saturday for the spring clean on Main, do they need to pre-register? Do they need to call or just show up?
Show up is great. They can give us a call. The number is 620-5308, or they can email us at downtown@bdawyo.com. Okay. So they can let us know that they're coming in advance if they want, but just show up at 1 o'clock. We'll have that organizational meeting. Just show up with a broom, a shovel, and a rake, whatever you know you think that you could. If you've got some extra trash bags, bring some trash bags. We do have some things donated. DJ's here is donating the lemonade and cups for the kids. So thanks to DJ's for doing that. And then I think Ace Hardware Hardware is donating some trash bags and that for the cleanup and stuff. So,
okay.
But yeah, show up or let us know in advance. That would be fantastic. Or if there's something else that you just can help out with that you think goes along with this, let us know.
Excellent. Talking with Buffalo Downtown Association Director John Cordonnier. Check out their spring cleanup on Main this Saturday, 1 to 5. Looking for volunteers to come help out with that. And remember, once they have the flower pots up, take notice of them as a bunch of local kids painted those. And there's a number underneath each one. And you can stop into participating businesses on Main Street and vote for your favorite. And those, what would you say, top three are going to be recognized?
Top three are going to be recognized. I mean, all of them will be recognized. But, you know, you got to have prizes.
Top three be prizes.
Yeah,
they're the ones who walk home with the ribbons.
There you go.
All right. Once again, John Cordonnier with the BDA. John, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.